Ladies, gentlemen, gentle people, gentle gender fluids, undecideds, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you are, whatever you are, whatever piece of the space and time continuum that you currently occupy, welcome to episode 40 of Apologies Up Front. I am your host today. I am identifying as Brad Pitt. Please update your phones accordingly. But for legal reasons, you'll have to call me Kigo. And it is coming to you from the 1st of December. Now we can start talking about Christmas. Now it is 2 degrees. Now those little cunting elves have arrived in our house. And this morning, in the cold and the frost and the sleet, my windscreen wiper snapped in half. That is the type of Christmas I'm having. I hope you are having a beautiful 1st of December. Whether it's cold outside, I hope it's warm in your cockles. That's a very odd sentence. I hope it well. It's a Friday. And I really don't want to go to work because I'm freezing over here. But it's got to be done. They keep sending bills in the post. Now they even send them to your email. Like absolute pricks. But anyway, so yeah, the elves, the advent calendar, that all got done. Father of the year, pat on the back. That's my job done now for Christmas, really. Get everything ready for the first, and then stay out of the way. That's what fellas do. But yeah, what's been happening? Well, we've had ups and downs, haven't we? Over here in Dublin, we had a horrific attack. Jeez, we're going from comedy to news. A horrific attack on children outside of school. I've just dropped my kids off at school. So it's beyond horrific. A person, I don't care where they're from. I really don't care. They should be exited from this planet. No questions asked. Anyway, that happened early in the day. And then that night, people rioted in Dublin. They just got together with weapons and balaclavas and torched the place. Some people are trying to say that it was because of the attack earlier on in the day. And look, it's a bit like, so I'm old enough to remember Ireland, England and Lansdowne Road. The football. Was it David Connolly? I can't remember. Scored the goal. Ireland went 1-0 up. And the English scumbag fans, not all the fans, just the scumbags who were there, that's important to remember, started breaking Lansdowne Road, rioting and all that sort of stuff. And the Gardaí went in with batons and smacked them around. We were okay with that because they're English. But anyway, the point is, the football and the scoreline was the excuse to riot, not the reason for rioting. They were rioting just to riot. Okay, there was no statement being made there. They just wanted to smash up the gaff. And the riots last week, the attack on those poor kids was the excuse. It was not the reason. These people don't care about anything that any other families go. If they did care, what they should have done was they surround that family and say, listen, anything you need, we've got for you. Anything you need. Food, money. Anything. Do you want your gas bill paid? Anything like that. That's what they should have done. We should have taken care of our own. And listen, when I say take care of our own, it's not just people who are born in Ireland. There are people who want to be here, who go through this process and all that sort of stuff. I know there's a big question about vetted and unvetted. It's very simple. Do whatever they do in the EU. We're in the EU. That's it. Game over. You know, that. And if everyone has different rules and regulations, make them all into standardized regulation around the EU. Simple. But there's no, like, people coming into the country are not stealing your job. They're not stealing your woman or your man or your house. They're not doing that. Like, people generally, now we're talking 99% of people who migrate from one place to another, it's because their life is in shit. We did it in the 80s. We went to London. We went to New York. But that was grand because we're Irish. Hey, you know. Are we saying the Irish didn't get in trouble in London or New York? There was an Irish mafia in New York, arrived in Ellis Island, set up a mafia up there to rival the Italian mafia. But that's grand. Don't worry about that. So there are people here who want to be here, who are contributing. You see them in Bray. We had a lot of Ukrainian people coming out here because their houses were blown up and their lives were finished over there. And they come here, you see their kids in the school, you see them working, you see all that sort of stuff. It's brilliant. I assume they don't have a piece of paper that people are asking for. You know, 99% of people are good people. Now, the person who committed the crime last week shouldn't have been here. That's like, there's someone who, speaking of justice system, there was someone during the week who got a suspended sentence for a case involving rape. And you go, no, no, no. If that happens, you are exited off this planet. Now, do you know what the issue is? People who are on their phones just walking across roads. But anything like that, you attack a child, gone. Jail forever. Like, not like, you 20 years. We'll give him 20. No, no, no. Forever. You don't get out. And you have an option to kill yourself. You rape someone, jail forever, or you have the option to kill yourself. There are places, was it Nigeria? Again, geez, I'm actually reading the news and I'm forgetting what I'm reading because some of this stuff is so upsetting. In Nigeria, if you're done for rape, you get chemically castrated. No questions asked. And you go, okay, yeah, Nigeria, let's do that. Murder, I think, you know, murder for murder. If I kill you, I get killed. It's that simple. If I attack a child, I should be killed. That's it. But I think the riots, go back into the, that was a bit of a tangent there, apologies. But the riots, we have to be honest, right? And you can't use a blanket statement and say everybody, but 90% of the people at that riot were just there to riot. You can tell by all the WhatsApp messages and everything like that, because everyone, you know, if you're in a WhatsApp group organizing stuff like that, there's always at least one snake. Always one snake who's going to release a screen recording, and that's what happened. That's how they're going to get all these people. But they attacked Irish businesses. They attacked Irish buildings. They stole, they rioted, they looted. They stole food, they stole booze. They stole feckin' shoes. Like, it's pathetic. It wasn't about what happened earlier on that day. You know, and there's a post up on Instagram where, because all around government buildings, they've put up barricades. And there's two ways of thinking about that. People going, if you do good, if you do right by the people, you won't need this protection. Fair statement. But like, okay, you're never going to please everyone all the time. But if there's a riot on and there's people going to politicians' homes where they have kids, of course you're going to need protection. Both of these things can be right at the same time. This is the overarching, Jesus, word of the day, toilet paper. The kind of thing that's weird. You have to pick a side. Two things, you know, right now, two things can't be right at the same time. Free speech that we spoke about recently. Saying free speech is important and should be protected to some people means that you agree with everything every human has said in the history of the world, which is obviously and clearly a stupid thing to say. Like, saying free speech is important is not condoning what Hitler said, for example. You know what I mean? It's not condoning what our friend from Father Ted writes on Twitter. His only audience are the LGBTQ plus people. No one has a fucking clue about him except for that group of people. And they get so angry and they share it and they make him think he has an audience. He has no audience. He did a gig in Edinburgh, 11 people showed up. Even I draw more than 11 people. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. Two things can be right at the one time. Do things need to change? Absolutely. Everything needs to evolve always, like forever. It's like our American friends who have the Second Amendment, and they will they will scream at you for saying you shouldn't have a war weapon in your house because they have the Second Amendment. And then you kind of go, what does amendment mean? Just, you know? So yeah, there you go. I don't know why I'm giving out. I'm worried. I'm worried that there's, like, social media is great, but you need to have relative marbles in your brain to use it. It's not real. Like, all the opinions that are starting riots, they've always been there. Forever. Except they've been down the back of a boozer, and either someone tells someone to shut up, or they have a pint and they forget what they were talking about. Like I do every time on this podcast. Do you see what I mean? Instead now, certainly during COVID, you can see it spike when people are at home and they're drinking and they tweet, and somebody else is at home drinking and they see that initial tweet. They go, there's someone else like me. Oh, I'll like that and share it. And then someone else sees that, and all of a sudden you get riots last week. So, you know, it's a very obvious correlation. Word of the day, toilet paper yesterday. Between these things, you know. So, like, social media isn't real. Nothing on Instagram is real. Nothing on Twitter is real. Because you wouldn't say most of these things to people's faces. You know? You just wouldn't. There are people who feel they're protected because they have a fake name on Twitter. You know? It's a bit pathetic, like. Because in the real world, Twitter doesn't exist until riots happen. Like, there's no one on the M50 worried about Twitter. I'm not going to the ATM tomorrow night looking over my back, worried about migrants, worried about Twitter. I'm worried about the scumbags with the brand new shoes they stole from Foot Locker. Do you get me? So, you know what I mean? Many, many things can be right at the same time. That's, you know, government can do better. People shouldn't riot. Instead of rioting, they should have protected the families who are going through the worst time that any family could go through. That's the most heartbreaking part. And people, anytime you see, like, the Journal or RTE or Gardaí put a tweet out, I made the mistake of scrolling through the replies, and it's an absolute shit show. There's always this kind of people think, oh, I've got you. It's a gotcha thing. Like, everything is a conspiracy. Everything they're trying to do is to pull the wool over your eyes. Not all the time. And listen, no one cares enough about us to put that much effort into a conspiracy. No one does. It's an interesting thing. Nobody cares enough about you or me to build a conspiracy about whether it's people in hospital, whether it's the euro, whether it's COVID, all this sort of stuff. You are not important enough. Go watch Fight Club. Go read Fight Club, actually. That's a better thing. Go read Fight Club. It's starting to be very prophetic. You are not your jeans. You are not your IKEA furniture. What is it? You're Jack's medulla oblongata. But anyway, that's the serious part of the podcast out of the way. We've just turned 40, so we are full-on DILF status podcast. That's what we are. So yeah, thank you for putting me in your ears for 40 episodes. I apologize for some things. I don't apologize for some other things. But yeah, as always, anything that pops up, kegolaughs@gmail.com. If you have my number, then I would welcome your opinion. If you don't, you know, send me an email if it's that important, and it'll sit in my junk pile. Kegolaughs.com for gigs. And speaking of gigs, I have an interesting weekend coming up. So on tomorrow morning, I'm hosting my kids' Christmas fair at school. So if I'm the reason they get expelled, I will never hear the end of it. So I've got a poll up on my Instagram there, Kego Laughs, I found a pair of trousers that I bought on Wish years ago. And it looks like, you know, someone just threw paint all over them. It looks like, you know, what the Teletubbies jizzed all over my trousers. Go have a look. So I'm asking people, should I wear them? A couple of hours left to vote on that. So that's in the morning. Excuse me. And then in the evening, I'm heading out to the Dublin Comedy International Film Festival to do a little bit of stand-up. I'm working on a few new bits, basically showing my confusion. You guys know all about that. And then on Sunday, I get to sit down with two of my favorite comedian people, humans, Betsy Spear and Alex J. Byrne. We're recording Bad Book Bash, where we talk about. So Betsy loves all that kind of Twilight and all that sort of weird stuff. So we're going to sit down and talk about a book. I can't remember what the name of the book is, but it's going to be hilarious because it's always basically it's either fellas being sex pests through their work, or women writing books that shows everyone who reads it the amount of mental issues that they have. Like, I haven't watched Twilight. I haven't watched 50 Shades of Grey. Fairly certain the two women who wrote those, mental. Mental. But there you go. Like, it's, look, if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. It's a weird time. Like, I keep, what was I listening to the other day? It was something from the 90s, and everything was gay. I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but everything was gay in the 90s. Like, that jumper was gay. Those runners were gay. You know? Everything was gay. And it wasn't. See, you can't say it now, obviously. But it was a different time. It didn't mean that that jumper liked to have sex with other male jumpers. Or those runners liked to have sex with other male runners. It meant the runners were from Dunn Stores. That's what gay was in the 90s. And like, there was no kind of, oh, you actually are gay and you like to kiss fellas or women or whatever. No, it was the last one to touch the door was gay. That's how the 90s were. There was a little bar that they've discontinued, Animal Bar. Oh, it was a horrific chocolate. But if you got Mickey the Monkey, you were gay. Do you know what I mean? So we've come a long way, haven't we? You know, now we've moved past from getting Mickey the Monkey or being the last to touch the door or having runners from Dunn Stores. Now, to be gay, you actually have to love someone of the same gender. Oh God, I said the G word. But isn't that a good little, anecdote of how we've moved forward as a species? All the doors are safe now. There's no run for the door. Everyone walks slowly because they're more worried about their runners from Dunn Stores than being gay. I feel that is a great way to show how Ireland has evolved in 20 years. But yeah, made myself laugh. Probably cancelled now. But yes. It's Friday. Have a great weekend. Let's hug those we love. Let's tolerate those we don't. And vote on whether I should wear the stupidest jeans in the world to my kids' school fair and get them expelled.